Barbara, I have a question. You mentioned listening to a blog, and you were talking about the importance of reflecting on where are we getting the information that forms our views or reinforces views, etc. So I'm wondering, in terms of like civic engagement and that level of information, certainly there's been a lot of discussion lately about how information sources are catering to their own little niche, etc.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you have any either general reflections or even specific recommendations or examples of information sources that you use, etc., but something that could help us to...
Well, I think one is to recognize, one is just to recognize that the how news is disseminated, for the most part, these days, is one is through your, say, television media, which that's probably a minority of people get it through that these days. But now there's, people tend to watch news that actually coincides with their views, so that, just one for oneself. It's not like, oh, everybody does that except me. We all do that. But when you're looking for it online, and then whatever you have clicked on, whatever website you've gone to, whatever media source that you've used, that is going to be fed back to you, and that's how it works. So it's not really news. It's kind of, on a certain level, it's kind of entertainment that keeps you busy. I think one of the things that in terms of, getting news, looking for news, I think it's really helpful to look for news outside of America, in order to because America's news is media, and particularly news media, is based on a commercial model. America never developed a public model of news, of news media. Broadcasting was never developed. It was never supported right from the get-go of the switch from beginning, even with radio media. It went immediately to a commercial model, and that was it's particularly American. In order for to keep your advertising and be profitable, then you need to be putting out stuff that is profitable, that's getting advertisers in. So, CBC, BBC, Canadian Broadcasting, British Broadcasting, those were supported by the government specifically for public, for the public good, and it's in its constitution, so that there's more of an awareness of trying to present one different sides, different options, but local news. And that was also part of It wasn't until about 1970 or something that America actually established a public broadcasting and got funding for it through the government. But it's still it's kind of a mishmash of public and consumer model, and so it's and there's some great stuff within, say, like PBS and NPR that are important, but it also is the fundamental model is much more of a commercial model for America. So sometimes looking, you know, new sources from outside the country to see what, oh, sometimes, you know, what's happening in America. Sometimes you get a better picture to look at some of the other broadcasting mediums that are outside. I mean, there's also, you know, within the country, there's good journalism on both the right and the left that are thoughtful, and I think tracking that down, because you're mostly, and it's usually supported by nonprofits. I think of, say, like Mother Jones on the left, and say maybe National Review on the right. And those are, but they're thoughtful, and it's journalism that is not commercial, really. So, you know, those are ways of looking for perspectives that help to, okay, what's outside my normal boundaries of what I think about.